The Miami International Airport is port of entry for about 90% of this item. What is the item? 716-265-0985. It's something that's being imported. 90% comes from the Miami International Airport. Or through,
EDM
I should
DJs.
Say. No, but that's a
really?
Good guess.
Where they're not playing Ultra?
No.
Okay, all right.
19 degrees right now. We're looking for a high of 25 with partly sunny skies, mostly cloudy overnight tonight with a chance of snow. Low 19. And then we're expecting rain, snow, and sleet tomorrow morning, turning to rain and then to rain and sleet later on in the day. So it's going to be kind of, let's call it an ice storm tomorrow. High 40, low on Thursday night, 21. 716-265-0985. Good morning. Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Mike.
Mike, you think it's oranges. It is not oranges. Thank you very much, Mike. 716-265-0985. The Miami International Airport is the port of entry for about 90% of this item. What's your guess?
That's an easy one. It's former North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
That's a really good guess. Shockingly, that's not the answer. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Is it oranges?
It is not oranges, but a good guess. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, is it cocaine?
Not cocaine. The Miami International Airport is the port of entry for about 90% of this item. What's your guess?
Is it oranges?
It is not oranges, but a good guess. Thank you very much for calling. 716-265-0985. So what would come through the Miami International Airport? Think about geography. And then that would be the closest U.S. airport for it to come into.
Oh, peanut brittle. Is it peanut
brittle?
Not
peanut butter brittle. Okay. High Kiss 98.5.
Is it bananas?
Bananas is a very good guess. That's not it, though. High Kiss 98.5. High Kiss. 716-265-0985. Hi, what's your guess?
Is it bananas?
It is not bananas, but that's a good guess. Thank you. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, can I guess? I'm going to guess alcohol.
Not alcohol. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hey, guys, it's Ashley.
Ashley, what's your guess?
Is it bananas?
It is not bananas. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Yes, good morning. This is Matt.
Yeah, what's your guess?
716.
Hi, Kiss 98.5.
I was just going to answer the question.
Yep. Not
is
yet.
Coffee beans?
Not coffee beans, but that's a good guess. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, it's Rachel. I have two guesses, but my first is coffee.
Not coffee. What's your second guess?
Avocados?
No, avocados from Mex. I had an avocado last night, but nope. Hi, Kiss. Hello? Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, is it cigars?
Not cigars, but a good guess.
Great guess.
Hi, Kiss.
Hi, I wanted to make a guess for the impossible question.
Yes, what do you think it is?
I think maybe Brazilian nuts.
Not Brazilian nuts. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Phosphorus.
What's your guess?
Phosphorus.
Oh, phosphorus. Nope. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Hello?
Is it coffee beans?
It is not coffee beans, but that's a good guess. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
What about cigars?
Yeah, we just had that guess. It is not cigars, but you guys are doing better with thinking about where it would all be coming through. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Is it mangoes?
Not mangoes, but I love them. Hi, Kiss.
Good morning. Is it flowers?
Yeah, it is flowers. Good job.
Yeah.
The Miami International Airport is the port of entry for about 90% of the nation's imported cut flowers. How about that?
I thought of it because of maybe Valentine's Day.
Yeah, exactly. What's your name?
Maybe that's why you were asking.
Yeah.
Sue.
Sue, I was asking the question, Sue, just because I love flowers. I was once in Ecuador, and I didn't know that's where all the roses come from. Did you know that?
No.
When I filled my bucket list of going to the Galapagos a few years ago, and we went through, I think it was Ecuador, right, Nick? Wasn't it?
Well, I wasn't invited, so I don't know, Jan.
You could.
What are you asking me for?
No, but you remember where I went. But was it?
Well, that's right. We couldn't get you. Your cell phone didn't work for a week.
Oh, Jan, it was terrible.
You were the one going.
I know, but I just don't remember. I just remember, like, we walk into the airport. I'm pretty sure it was Ecuador.
Do you remember what's in your bucket at this point?
Yeah, I've got my bucket list somewhere.
Well, I know you've got your list. I just don't think you remember what's in it now.
No, I just don't remember where. Like, I think it was Ecuador. I'm almost positive. But you go into the airport.
I do remember a lot of complaints that... What were the complaints? Oh, the Wi-Fi in Galapagos is kind of sketchy.
Bad. Yeah, it wasn't good.
So, they're not known for their Wi-Fi coverage.
But, like, so to get to the Galapagos, you go to Ecuador and then somewhere else. I don't remember.
I guess.
I just can't remember where. But you go to the airport and there's, like, these huge, you can't put your arms around them, displays of roses, like fresh roses, because they make, they grow so many roses in that area. Does that make sense?
I think Sue.
Sue, you're She's there gone. Still, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Sorry, Sue.
Is that your favorite flower, rose?
Yeah. What's yours? Well, no, I shouldn't. Hydrangea, hyacinth, and then roses.
Nice combination. Nice.
Yeah. What's yours?
I'm a cheap date, like mini carnations.
There you go.
Oh, my kind of woman. Yes.
I love that.
I love it.
What color?
Not the big ones, the mini ones I like.
The little mini ones. What color do you like them to be?
Surprise me. Variety.
Okay.
I like pink.
And what's your chocolate style for Valentine's Day?
I like the heart, the assorted, or I'm just regular milk chocolate sponge candy. Huh.
So what will you do if you take a piece of chocolate out of a heart box, you bite in, and it's not what you want? Do you still eat it, or do you chuck it?
It depends if I'm at home or if I'm out somewhere. At home, I would throw it away.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want to waste the calories.
I know, right? Exactly. Like, it's got to be worth the whole,
ladies.
You know. I know. I'm with you. I will bite through them until I find the one that I want, you know?
What one do you like?
I would go with the one. I don't like full-on caramel. Like, I like it kind of to be nougat-y and then caramel and maybe a couple nuts in there, too. You know what I mean?
I'm kind of safe when I go with one that has nuts, I think.
Yeah,
looks like it would have nuts.
Yeah, but I don't like the full-on coconut one. Mm-mm. That doesn't do it for me.
Let's get you some turtles and happy Valentine's Day. We're all set, Jan.
No, I was going to say a Snickers bar. Why go that fancy?
Why do you got to be bad about a Snickers bar? I love those. They're everything.
I know you do.
Oh,
you
know,
Jan. Freeze it, and I will be absolutely happy.
$4 and we're done with Valentine's Day for you.
Done and dusted. Sue, congratulations. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Flowers coming in from Miami.